Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball. Cannonball coming. Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And we start the Splash for Tuesday, February 23rd. Let me say that again. February. I always struggle with that word. 23rd. Phoenix Suns continue crushing opponents. Last night it was the Portland Trailblazers' turn to get whooped up on with those fresh-looking brown uniforms. Did you like those, by the way, Bick?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
I thought I did. I saw them up close. Not
yeah,
a fan.
No.
Suns used a 37-17 third quarter to pull away and cruise to a 132-100 win over the Blazers at Phoenix Suns Arena. Devin Booker was spectacular. 34 points in 29 minutes. DeAndre Ayton chipped in with 19. The Suns have outscored opponents, Bick, by 92 points over their last nine quarters of basketball.
Yeah.
They've recorded back-to-back 30-point wins for just the third time in their team history. They are now 20-10. They've won 12 of 14. Off today, they'll host the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow night in downtown Phoenix.
Now, I would add as a caveat that that number sounds better on paper than I actually think it is. That first game, that they were down by double digits in the entering the fourth quarter of that
Look,
game.
Look, you can spin numbers however you want to.
Any way you want. You're exactly right. I think it's good enough to say that twice in the last three games, and once for an entire game, the Phoenix Suns just blew up an opponent. And that, to me, now we're talking about something different here. When you start blowing up people, now you got a different ceiling.
Yeah.
And I think everybody in the NBA who watched that game last night, no matter who Portland had, didn't have, what the Phoenix Suns are doing, this combination of scoring and stops, scoring and stops, scoring and stops, it's got people's attention.
Well, Portland had just won six straight with that same cast of characters. And earlier in the season, I remember the Oklahoma City game especially, when we came in the next day and scratched our heads over the fact that the Suns lost to a team that was that shorthanded, mm-hmm. and it was a bad loss. No, this is the way you handle it. They're handling things differently now.
If you want me to be completely frank, and I don't want to sound like a buzzkill, I did not see a ton of fight in the Blazers last night. I've seen a lot more fight in that team in the past, for whatever reason.
True.
But that's okay. The Phoenix Suns exposed that. And that's what you do. That's exactly what you do.
Absolutely. We'll find out today if Devin Booker, Chris Paul, both or neither will be NBA All-Stars when the coaches' votes on reserves are revealed later at 5 p.m. Booker looking for his second straight All-Star appearance. Chris Paul looking for his 11th and an All-Star nod with his fourth different team if it happens today. So we'll find out later this afternoon on that. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Houston Rockets waving veteran big man DeMarcus Cousins. The four-time All-Stars played in 25 games this year, averaging about 9-7. Was unhappy with his role there. Apparently, the Lakers are already reported to have interest in bringing back Cousins.
Yeah, I really, as somebody who was once the head pom-pom waiver for DeMarcus Cousins many moons ago, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Bad. That's a bad thing to throw to this mix. So for the Suns fans who are talking about DeMarcus Cousins here, not a fan.
Nope.
Lakers can have him.
Speaking of the Lakers, their struggles continued last night. 127-124 overtime loss to Washington at Staples Center. They've lost three straight, four of their last five games. On the flip side of that, the Utah Jazz continued to set records. 28 three-pointers last night in a 132-110 win over Charlotte. Bench players George Niang, Joe Ingles, and Jordan Clarkson combined to hit 19 three-pointers themselves, a new NBA record for most threes off the bench. They are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
They moved to 25.
I was trying to tell you that yesterday. You wouldn't believe me.
They will come down to earth a little bit. You can't make 28 three-pointers every night. Big comeback for the Coyotes last night. They trailed Anaheim 3-0 in the second period. Yotes got goals from Christian Dvorak, Derek Brassard, and Jacob Chychrun in less than 4 minutes to tie it. Then Dvorak delivered what proved to be the game winner with about 16 minutes to go in the third. 4-3 win for the Coyotes. Darcy Kuemper had 25 saves. They snap a two-game skid. Same two teams tomorrow night in Glendale.
Okay.
More of that interesting blend of hockey. They look like they're on the ropes, and just like that, they tie it up and win it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think you saw this on Twitter last night. The one of the Suns' runs to blow open the game was almost like an alignment with that flurry of goals in Glendale.
Was it really?
Yeah, so it was like the stars aligning over Phoenix.
Wow. What's happening?
I don't know.
The NFL's franchise tag window opens today around the league in preparation for 2021. That window remains open until March 9th. Most NFL experts believe that there could be up to 20, 21 teams to use the tag this year. Could the Cardinals be one of them? I don't think it's likely at this point, Bick.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
Neither. Yeah,
no.
We'll get into that a little bit more later on. Via Mark Maskey of the Washington Post, expansion of the NFL regular season is not yet certain, but it's currently believed that the league will adjust the annual 20-game slate from 16 regular season games and 4 preseason games to 17 regular season games and 3 preseason games.
I don't get it. I don't get the one step at a time thing, but whatever.
You think they're eventually getting to 18?
Why would you stop at 7? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's
17.
If you've got potential inventory, I'm sure it's just a negotiating thing. I don't know. Yeah, well, you like the 17?
I mean, it's weird that it's an odd number.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe that's what throws me up. But also, I think you're also right that at some point in time, you've got to stop playing football or you're going to have no players left for the playoffs.
True. That is
okay.
True.
All right. Fine.
D-backs reportedly signing free agent relief pitcher Tyler Clippard to a deal. Clippard spent the part of the 2016 season with the D-backs before he was traded to the Yankees at the deadline. 36 years old, right-hander, spent last season with the Twins at 3.13 career ERA in 777 appearances, which is second most among all active Major League pitchers. So maybe a boost to the D-backs bullpen. And ASU hoops right back at it today after Saturday's tough loss at UCLA. Sun Devils hosting the Washington Huskies in a rescheduled game tonight in Tempe. Pac-12 also tweaked more of the Devils' schedule yesterday. They will now host Washington State on March 1st, while playing Colorado away from home on March 4th and then Utah on March 6th. Tonight's game gets underway at 7 o'clock, and you can hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.